Entrepreneurs, business owners, professionals who seek excellence, bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builders Show. Here's Marty Wolf.
We still got a long way to go. Yes, we all got a long way to go.
Welcome to the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf, the show for entrepreneurs, business owners, and business leaders. I'm Marty Wolf, your host for the Business Builders Show, and along with my executive producer, DC Taylor, we will be your guides on this learning journey. Let me tell you my super objective in being with you today. I want to enthusiastically share stories and information to inspire leaders so they can inspire others. I'm proud to let you know we record the Business Builders Show in the studios of 94.3 FM The Talker, which is part of Bold Gold Media in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And we've already talked about that with my guest. Maybe we can talk about that a little bit more later. The Business Builders Show is distributed by C-Suite Radio. You can find our show and many other fine shows at c-suiteradio.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
I have two special guests with me today, and they are calling in via Skype. I have Amy Blaschka, and I have Bruce Kazanoff. Hi, Amy. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, Marty. How are you?
Doing great.
Hey, Marty. Oh,
let's start this way. I'm going to be talking about your book, which is called I Am, but let's start this way. Nothing has a greater impact on your future than the stories you tell yourself. If you question your confidence or competence, then your results may disappoint you. But telling yourself better stories is a delicate art. Most of us can't simply slip in, I am a winner, and have our brain instantly embrace that thought. Bruce and Amy are co-authors of the new book, I Am. Escape distractions, unlock your imagination, and unleash your potential. This book is designed to help you change the stories you tell yourself. So I'm starting off with Amy. So Amy, what stories were you telling yourself that helped you connect with Bruce? Talk to me about that.
So it's interesting. So Bruce and I had been connected on LinkedIn for several years, and I had always followed his work, admired his writing, and everything that Bruce put out really resonated with me. I thought, gosh, I think the same way. And we had never had a chance to talk live, kind of followed back and forth. But for a long time, the story that I was telling myself was, wow, I wish I could do what Bruce could do. I don't know. Am I really a writer? I like to write. I could do this. And when Bruce and I finally did connect through email and then had a couple of phone conversations, you know, it was really, that was the turning point. We started to really connect on the point of view about content, about helping people, the importance of those stories you tell yourself and really owning and giving yourself permission to be who you really are. So because of Bruce, I can now say and change my story to say, I am a writer. You know, once I did that, we were able to really start our working relationship together and, you know, produce this book, I Am.
So, Bruce, what did you like about Amy? What connected you to her?
Everything.
Everything, Marty. Everything.
Let's keep this all positive.
Like Amy. Yeah. Amy is a kindred spirit. Amy can finish my sentence and vice versa. And because of that, it's very easy to collaborate with her, but it's also very easy to bounce ideas off her. But most importantly, and most relevant to this conversation, you know, what we discovered was that we naturally do for each other what we wrote the book to do for other people. That is, you know, she'll push me to say, come on, you're not just a ghostwriter. And I'll push her to say, yeah, you are a writer. And that's what I think, you know, we should all be doing for others as well as for ourselves.
Yes, and I connected with both of you on LinkedIn. So, Amy, spell your last name for us and tell us, I guess one of the best places is LinkedIn, but we'll talk about how they connect with the book. But spell your last name for our audience, and if it's okay, should they reach out to you on LinkedIn?
Of course, I welcome that. And I would love, since I'm a writer, a personalized connection. Let me know how you heard about this. My last name is spelled B as in boy, L-A-S as in Sam, C-H-K-A.
And the first name is Amy. You're probably used to spelling that last name. I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I figured,
it's
I figured
a lot
you were
of
used to that.
All
you know?
Right.
Okay.
She has trouble occasionally with that.
See, when I spell them, sometimes I even mess it up. So I let the people spell their own name. So let's bounce over to Bruce for a minute. Mm-hmm. And you have written, you mentioned almost in passing there that you are a ghostwriter. You have written other books. And you are a ghostwriter.
Yep.
So you connected with Amy. I guess the question is why did you think this was needed? What where did this come from? And let me say the title of the book again. It is I Am, Escape Distractions, Unlock Your Imagination, and Unleash Your Potential. So what was the need, Bruce?
So this sounds really new age, but it's true. So I was meditating and I got the whole idea for the book in a flash that, you know, I should write a book where every passage started with I am something, I am persistent, I am, you know, successful, whatever it was. It should be positive, it should be uplifting, and that I needed to write it with Amy. That if I didn't write it with Amy, it would be this male-dominated, just me, and it wouldn't be universal and applicable to everybody. And so there was no strategy, zero strategy. It's the only non-strategic thing I've ever done publicly. And I emailed Amy that night and kind of laid it out and said, you know, would you be willing to do it? And Amy, tell Marty what our deal was when we started writing the book.
There are no limits on whatever these passages are. We just need to make sure whatever we're doing really takes somebody, the reader, to a different place. Right. It can be nonsensical. It can be sort of imaginary. It can be concrete. Really not to put creative strengths on ourself, but just something that somebody reads it and literally they have a pause. You know, they're able to step back and kind of go, huh, OK,
yeah,
taken to a new place.
Yeah, well, we actually had to cancel this first interview, and I sent you a note, Amy, and said, listen, I had to reach for the book because I'm really stressed out about this this cancellation. Right. I had to meditate a little bit. Bruce, back to you. Talk to me more about meditation and the role that plays in your work and your life. And obviously, you talked about and you sat there and you had whatever you want to call it. It came to you, this book.
But, an insight, yeah.
Yeah, talk to me more about meditation.
Right. So, I don't like jargon. So I don't care whether you think of it as meditation or occasionally I stop talking or occasionally I go sit in my chair or I take a walk. I don't care what it is. But stepping back, you know, ceasing for a bit, you know, pausing this, I always have ideas in my head. I have thoughts in my head. And I find that if I step back and I just kind of, I ski, I meditate, I do anything that empties my brain, that I get better ideas than I had before.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying. And this constant, which I have a tendency to do, constant kind of spinning, I got to grow my business. I got to be more successful. I have to, you know, get my name out there. My greatest leaps have always been either after a vacation or after I, you know, go swimming or running or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's those breaks that unlock, because, you know, we're really complicated creatures and you need processing time. That's why people wake up in the morning sometimes saying, wow, I know how to solve that problem I couldn't solve all last week.
Yeah. Yeah, I find that it took me a while because I'm the typical type A personality, even at being a quote unquote older guy. I'm still type A. And so I had to learn a lot of these lessons and I'm still learning. Thank goodness I am learning. So, Amy, tell me more about your background and give me your view of, in addition to what Bruce said, and why this book was needed. Tell me more about your background.
Well, my background. So first of all, I thought I'd be a filmmaker. That's what I went to school for. And comes wrestling between kind of the visual and verbal, but I really liked, and I still do, I love people. They fascinate me. And I love sort of telling a story and kind of getting to the crux and sort of that unique sort of bit about somebody. Now, coming out of college, it was surprisingly difficult to get a job as a filmmaker. So instead, I went to kind of the next best route and ended up in advertising and marketing. and ultimately as a branding consultant, which all of those things have to do with positioning and how you are telling the story and kind of attracting people to your brand, to yourself, to your destination, whatever. And loved that idea and still working with people. Then I took kind of a weird leap, but it really is connected into sort of the travel and tourism space. But the idea was still the same. I was telling the story of a destination. I was working with people to kind of bring that story to life. And I did that and really only recently sort of left that world where I was moving farther and farther away from sort of what I'd call creative Amy, where I went to school for, being visual artist, being a writer, communications, and moving more into account Amy. Now, I love people and it was really easy for me to kind of work with the group. So it naturally kind of progressed in my career. But the farther and farther I went in that direction, the farther I was from actually creating, being a creator, you know, doing those creative things. So, you know, you can be great at something, but feel really empty inside. And so around the time that Bruce and I connected, I was sort of at that turning point where I needed to do something else. And with the encouraging nudge from Bruce, was able to be more creative, Amy.
Interesting.
So,
interesting.
You know, this project, it really, we didn't go into this thinking, let's write a book necessarily. It was a creative exercise and let's see what we've got. And when we figured out we had this critical mass of stuff that we really thought could help people, that ended up, it helped me. I mean, Bruce talked about being a meditator. True confession, I'm not a meditator, wasn't before we started this now book. But in the process of writing this book, I found myself kind of turning inward, taking those steps back, creating space for sort of that creativity and those insights to kind of flow. And as Bruce had mentioned, it was very, very easy for us to work together. We went back and forth, sometimes four times a day, writing these things. Yeah. And I truly believe it's because I was giving myself that space to let the stuff happen. And that's another way to call, you know, meditation, reflection, creating that space. So that's really how it came about.
Marty, can I jump in and say
something? Yes, you can. Sure.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I found in how Amy and I work together is when we don't label something, we're dramatically more productive. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we were trying to write a previous book that stalled, and we were going about it the traditional way, doing research and, you know, conceptualizing what it would be, what's our focus. Mm-hmm. And when we viewed exactly what Amy said, a creative exercise, we were going to try this. We didn't tell anybody. We didn't tell our spouses. We didn't tell anybody. And we agreed that we wouldn't do that until we got to the point we either thought we had something or we didn't. But the freeing ourselves from that labeling and that, you know, okay, it's going to be this or that, it took us 3 weeks. It was so easy.
That's,
and I think there's a lesson for everybody in that, not to block yourself.
It's fascinating. Bruce, give us your last name and spell your last name. You're also on LinkedIn.
Right. My last name is K-A-S-A-N-O. FF, like Frank. And I'm on LinkedIn, and my website is just kazanoff.com.
Stay here for more of the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
My friends at nastpartners.com asks you, who will take you there? The predictive index allows you to decode the complexities of your people and realize what drives workplace behaviors so you can ensure alignment, reach your team's true potential, and achieve your business objectives faster than ever. The Predictive Index uses proven science to help you manage across the hire-to-retire life cycle with scientifically validated workforce assessments that provide high-impact insights in minutes. That's the Predictive Index. Learn more at nastpartners.com. That's my friend Dave Nast at nastpartners.com. That's N-A-S-T, nastpartners.com. Can I read one of the IMs, page 47? I have a couple of my favorites. Is it okay if I do that?
Yeah.
Sure. Go for it.
Okay, page 47. I am, and it's unexpected good news. I am feeling when, out of the blue, you get news that fills your heart with joy. A completely unexpected message of goodness that washes over you like a wave of happiness. with the power to instantly uplift and improve your mood. And the best part about my surprise, those good vibes tend to multiply and spread cheer, thereby creating a virtuous cycle. I may have just read on page 47 what you just said to us, Bruce.
Sort of, although I think Amy wrote that one, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, meaning, you know? So tell us more, Amy, go ahead.
Bruce was starting to say, and that we chuckle about, is that, you know, we wrote these and we're so much in sync and we have this, you know, he said here, I could finish his sentence. We have a very similar perspective and point of view, same but different. So yeah, we have to remind ourselves, wait, who wrote that one? Did I write that one? We just had this conversation.
Yeah, we were joking before we came on whether, you know, if we took a test to see who wrote which one, that I would get a 78 and Amy might get an 82, but we wouldn't be close to an A.
That's great. That's great. So I am speaking with Amy and Bruce. Their book is I Am, Escape Distractions, Unlock Your Imagination, and Unleash Your Potential. I'm pretty sure we have people's attention at this point in time. So the book seems to be going well. I believe you have a website about the book that people can interact. Am I accurate on that? And would you like to tell me how people can reach with, can get in touch with you via the book, a website? Is that correct?
That is correct. I'll say it is I-am-books, BOOKS.com. So it's I-am-books.com.
Superb. And go ahead, Bruce.
One of the things I should say too is that the people who buy the book, whether you buy the print edition or the Kindle edition, Amy and I are doing we're starting a series of webinars just for the people who buy the book. So we're trying to build a community from the book of supportive people who are, you know, whatever it is that you're pursuing, whether you're just trying to step back and be more productive, or you're trying to specifically get more in touch with how you, you know, the stories you tell yourself or creativity or whatever it is, trying to start a new business. We want to build a community that comes out of this book. So that's a bonus.
Did you see my sign up? I signed up. So I'm
hey,
part,
Marty,
I'm part of
go.
It. I'm in. I'm part of it, you know? So this is great. Amy,
yes.
What's been the feedback? What's the reaction to the book? Talk to me about that.
Oh, well, in a word, fantastic. But I will tell you what's really, really interesting. And Bruce and I were just, you know, so curious to find out how would people use this, you know, because one of the things that this isn't a traditional book, and we did not want to dictate how or why someone would use this. So the stories that we're getting back from people about this are overwhelmingly positive, which of course makes great. But, you know, people are using these in different ways. Some are using it, they are very methodical. They are going through each passage, each section, one a day. You know, they're very regimented. This is what they do. And they have a very sort of regular habit of doing this. Mm-hmm. And some folks are just, you know, I've heard that they'll just take it on a plane with them, or, you know, they're traveling, they stick it in their bag and they open it up and just sort of to a random page and read that reflection and just take a moment and kind of think about that. Other people are like, you know, this is sort of that reset button, that pause before I go into a, you know, a really important pitch or a call or something. It sort of centers me and relaxes me. And one of the most interesting things that I've just heard, you know, the people that, you know, we're talking to primarily are adults, right? They're, you know, colleagues, peers, sort of thing, who see the benefit of this. But what's interesting is that I'm hearing, and Bruce has heard this too, that the children of the adults that have purchased this book are swiping the copies of the book for themselves.
Fascinating.
And
that's great.
The one friend of mine said her daughter, 22-year-old daughter, took it purposely with her. She is living in New Zealand and Australia and now wants all of her friends to order copies because they so enjoyed it. And then another gentleman I know said, has a 15-year-old son at home, and said, they've been going back and forth with the book. And what's been amazing, and never anything that we could have imagined, it's opened up a dialogue between the son and the father.
It's wonderful.
And sort of has been a bridge to communication, to talk about, you know, all sorts of things. There's nothing, like we said, we dictate that it's about this or it's about that, but it just gives you that space to open up and talk about whatever. So that's really been amazing.
Yeah. Bruce, anything to add?
Only that attitude of, what is the book and how is it going to be used is how Amy and I are approaching this, that we are genuinely curious what's going to happen. You know, who is this going to become something entrepreneurs use to get ideas? Is it going to become something that families use to start talking again? Is it going to be something people use to meditate? I'm getting the sense that the answer is all of those. But yeah, because we didn't start with a strategy, because we didn't start with one thing, we genuinely don't really know. So we're like, I wonder how this is going to turn out.
I find that really interesting. And you kind of answered a question that I was going to throw you a little bit of a curveball, but I think you kind of answered it both. I was going to say, okay, it's 3 years from now. Mm-hmm. It's 3 years from now. What do you want people saying about the book? Maybe you can give me some feedback on that anyhow. You've started, Amy gave us a story, but 3 years from today, what would you like people saying about it? Would it be that entrepreneur who slowed down his or her life and regained their family life? Maybe what's in your heart?
So I can answer that first. I think that we will have a number of incarnations of this by then, and many of which we created and some of which we didn't, but that are connected somehow. I can't really be, I'm not being coy. I generally don't know, but our attitude has been not to own this so closely. I mean, obviously we want to create more things together,
right?
But we don't want to be the controlling people who say, well, we're the authors, so you have to do it this way. And so we just want to build, and we want to have people build on it. And we want to have, I'd love to have lots and lots of scrawled in books, whether they're titled I Am or I Am Too, or, We Are, or whatever it is.
Yeah. Amy, any thoughts?
I mean, for me, and I think, Bruce and I, before we even began this, one of the things that we both agree on, we really want to help people. We truly do. And doing something like this is really a step in the right direction. So in 3 years' time, what would be so fulfilling for me personally, and I know for Bruce too, is for someone to come up to us and say, that book, that gave me the space, that I had that insight, or it gave me the courage to just kind of change that story I was telling us and really pursue something that had been lingering, to give it space. And that was the catalyst for whatever, whatever they view as success, whatever they view as something that was really a turning point in their life, to transform them in a positive way.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
So, can we do this in maybe 6 months from now? Do we have to wait 3 years?
We can do this.
We'll talk about that.
It's an open invitation. I'd love to have you back. I mean, Amy, I see your tagline is people tell me things and I write their stories. So hopefully you'll have lots of stories to write. And in terms of space, the book is written really with the intention that people write notes. There's wide open pages here. So you write notes about, what you're thinking about or what you're reflecting on or whatever. I think that's a really cool idea that you put in there. So we need to wind up. If I can read one more passage, with your permission, because this one hit home with me.
Okay.
I am at peace. I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to do anything. I just need to be present. My mind is clear. My senses are alive. I am relaxed and happy. My heart beats a slow, steady rhythm, and my gaze softens. I am one with the universe and open to its wisdom. Amy, Bruce, what a pleasure to be with you. Amy, give us your name. Spell your name last again. And Bruce, you can follow that.
Okay. My name is Amy Blaschka. Last name spelled B as in boy, LASCHKA. And you can find me at amyblaschka.com or on LinkedIn.
Bruce, give us that information again.
I'm sorry, Bruce fell asleep during that last passage. So this is his twin brother. But Bruce's name is Bruce Kasanoff, KASANOFF. And you can find me at kasanoff.com or on LinkedIn.
And the website for the book is? Give me that one more time, Bruce.
I-am-books.com.
Amy and Bruce, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
What a pleasure, Marty. Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much. Marty. Thank you for listening to the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf. reminding you to find all our shows and many other great shows on C-Suite Radio. That's c-suiteradio.com. On behalf of myself, Marty Wolf, your host, and DC Taylor, my executive producer, thank you for listening to the Business Builder Show, and stay tuned for more information on how you can be part of the C-Suite Network.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
As a loyal fan of this C-Suite Radio Show, we've got an unbelievable offer for you. Listeners to the Business Builder Show get 50% off a C-Suite Network membership. The C-Suite Network will help you become the most strategic person in the room. You'll have access to top-notch benefits and networking, all helping you get the most out of your position. Take advantage of this limited-time offer today. Learn more about the C-Suite Network membership at c-suitenetwork.com/CSR. Again, that's 50% off a C-Suite Network membership at c-suitenetwork.com/CSR.